This is Dana and Jason in the Morning podcast on demand at WBLI.com.
Your report brought to you by the office of Drs. Khan, Ferrari, and Aldieri, our dentist. And how's one BLI artist trying to get into his ex's head? What subtle move did he make to let her know he's still around? From wetpaint.com, their editor, Sam, good morning. You have the dirt for us.
Taylor Swift's romantic drama has taken a little bit of a turn for the better. Calvin Harris has refollowed her and her brother on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, this is what he's going through, an emotional
journey
right now. You know how you have to heal?
Yeah.
So he unfollowed because he was angry, he was mad, and he wasn't going to deal with that emotion.
Yeah.
And so he had to just cry it out and refollow.
Well, what comes from refollowing? Because does it just show I'm over it? I mean, we could still be friends. I really don't care anymore. Because my sister-in-law's ex-boyfriend unfollowed me on everything. And I was like, okay.
Well, he doesn't want to see your boring post. That's probably what happened. No more pictures of your children. But I think Calvin Harris is probably trying to win her back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was probably better that he unfollowed everything. I think that's the smarter choice in this situation because Taylor Swift already has her bounce back. Like, she's like,
yeah,
boom.
She's going to be retweeting those pictures of her making out with Tom and Hiddleston.
Loki, if you will. And so I think it would have been healthier, but I think he's just trying to show her, like, here, I'm still here. I'm still,
I see you.
I'm still watching you.
That's really interesting because a social media follow is a really big deal when it comes to a breakup. It speaks volumes.
Next thing you know, he's going to start liking all those photos of her kissing Tom.
No, he wouldn't do that.
I would.
What would that do? If you
know that I'm seeing it. I'm watching it. I'm watching you.
Jason, you're making my heart rate elevate a little bit. I don't like it.
Jason takes the passive-aggressive route.
I see it.
Ew, Jason. Mm-hmm. You would not like that.
Yeah, I would.
You would never retweet it, just like...
Yeah, never retweet. Why would I ever retweet?
Why would you ever like it?
To show her that I'm there.
Sam, on a scale of 1 to 10, Sam, how terrified are you of Jason?
Pretty terrified.
Because I would get afraid.
Good.
What does that achieve?
I don't want to like strike fear in you, but I definitely want you to know that I'm there. I think that's what Calvin's doing. Why would he follow her? That's dumb. He wants her back.
Oh, and you're speaking from experience?
Yeah, because I remember I went through the days of blocking my fiance when he broke up with me once, and it doesn't do any good because I knew I was going to marry him. And so, like,
that's terrifying.
Why am I going to block out someone who I know I'm going to marry? So I'm going to actually open up myself even more.
And
start talking to him again on AIM chat.
Send a little hi.
Instant messenger, late night booty call, if you will. I mean, she's definitely going to think twice.
You just want to get in her head.
Yeah.
Mind game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, okay.
Well, and also there were so many headlines made about the fact that he unfollowed her, but she stayed following him. She still follows him on everything. So maybe this is also sort of like a pride and ego thing where he doesn't want to look like the one who cares.
Yeah.
That's what I would assume, but Jason had to take it to the crazy person.
What are you talking about?
And you use that voice.
What voice?
Now I picture Calvin Harris having that voice of a crazy person.
Well, just add like whatever accent he has.
Don't do it. Thank you. Okay, let's end it before he figures out.
Top of the morning to you.
No stupid.
I'm going to follow you.
Thank you, Sam.
Dana and Jason in the Morning. Weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 106.1 BLI and anywhere on demand at WBLI.com and the free BLI app.